Okay, today is Daf Dalet. We're on Daf Dalet, Amud Aleph, six lines from the top. Amr of Yitzchak Bar Ada, V'amrila Amr of Yitzchak Bered Rav Idi. Mikra, is there a pasuk that tells us that David HaMelech woke up at Chatzos, that there was, like we said before, there was an alarm clock, like the harp? Yeah, there's a pasuk. Ura Kvodi, Ura, wake up, my kavod. Ura Hanevel Vachina or Iro Shachar. I woke up the dawn, says David HaMelech. I woke up before the dawn. I woke up so early. Rav Zera Amar, Moshe L'Olam Havi Yodea. Really, Moshe knew when Chatzos was. V'David Nami Havi Yodea. And David also knew when Chatzos was. They both knew. V'kivon the David Havi Yodea, Kiner Lamalei. What do you need an alarm clock for, if you knew anyway? The answer is, Les Urei Mishnah said, yeah, just for an alarm clock, just to wake him up. He knew what it was. He needed something to be or him to wake him up. V'kivon the Moshe Havi Yodea, and Moshe also knew. So Lamalei Lamema Kachatzos. So why did he say kachatzos? He should have said bachatzos. So Moshe Kesavar, you know what Moshe thought? Shema, maybe, Yitu, it's Ganine Paro. Paro's astrologers, they don't have the right time. They don't have an atomic clock. The Yomru, they're going to say, Moshe Badaihu. Moshe's a liar. Says Rashi, Im ani yodei lechavin hashah. I know the right time, says Moshe. I know when chatzos is. Heim eni yodin lechavin hashah. They're not going to know. Right, v'kodim sheyegia chatzos, and it's before real chatzos. You so they're going to think sheyegia chatzos came, v'adai lo ba hamaka, and the maka didn't come yet. V'yomer they're going to say Moshe Badehu, he's a liar. What's going to happen? The Egyptians they look at their clock. Says 12:01. There's no maka here. 12:01 already. Then it's really 11:59. At 12:00, when they think it's 12:02, that's when it's really chatzos. So all the bachars are going to drop dead at 12:02. But at 12:01, everybody, look at this. Moshe's a liar. 12:01, nothing happened. So for that 1 minute, for that 1-2 minutes, where there's a potential to say Moshe's a liar, right? Hilgach tovu achos lashon eni yodea. It's better to say I don't know. It's an amazing thing. And the Aruch Chaim says a whole different vart. The Aruch Chaim says what's kachatzos? Kachatzos halayla. Just like the night that Avram Avinu beat the four kings. Just like that night, which was Pesach night, we say it in the Haggadah at the end, right? Nirtza, we say that piyut, that all these things that happened, Bachatos Halayla. Just like that night, when Avram Avinu beat the superpower of the world, and everyone, what a nace that was. Right? What a nace that was. Just like that night, that's what this night's going to be like also. The superpower of the world is going to be over, and the little underdog is going to win the superpower, and everyone's going to realize, wow, there must be Hashem. That's what the kachatzos, just like that night. Interesting. Anyway, v'amar mar, back to the Gemara, and we say, in Masechtos Derech Eretz, says Rashi, lo meid l'shoncha lo ma eni yodea, it's better to say, I don't know, shema tizbada v'techos. Maybe people will catch on to you, because if you say, I do know, what?
They'll grab onto
your lies.
Right.
And your lie will become embedded. So of course, Tosfos says, that's only when it comes to non-Torah things. When it comes to Torah, well, I don't know, I'm an Amoret, there's no halacha like that. You're supposed to know Torah, you're supposed to be familiar with it, you're supposed to know how to answer an apikar, you're supposed to know things. When it comes to this, what's chatzos? I don't know, I'm a meteorologist, what's the weather tomorrow? I don't know. Better to say I don't know. When it comes to Torah, don't say I don't know.
Is this
It's no, no. It's Derech Eretz. That's not part of Shas. Where is it? It actually is in the, I think it's in a standard Vilna Shas. I think it's after Avodah Zarah. It's really Brisus. That's really what it is. Rav Hashi Amar, Bepalga de'urta, this is what Rashi says, Bepalga de'urta de'dleisar. On the 13th, Nagi our Beisar, going into the 14th, meaning the night before, Have Koi, right? They were standing around. V'hachi ka'amar Moshe li'Yisrael. And this is what Moshe said to the Bnei Yisrael. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, L'machar, tomorrow, kachatos, like right now, it's midnight, halayla, kiyo idna, like right now, and yotzei mitoch matayim. Tomorrow night, at this time, that's when we're leaving. That's when we're going to start to leave. That's when Machas B'choros is going to happen. So now, you see where it says, Hachi ka'amar Moshe li'Yisrael? Who did Moshe say this pasuk to? It says, the pasuk says, Right? When, what? Who'd he say it to? So the Pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe said, Ko amar Hashem, so said Hashem, kachatzos halayla, at around midnight. Who'd he say it to? So here the Gemara says, Hashem said it, Moshe said it to Bnei Yisrael. If you look at the Pasuk, Targum Yonas ben Uzziel says, Vayomer Moshe, el paro. Hashem said it to Paro. Here the Gemara says Hashem said it to Bnei Yisrael. So there could be another version. The truth is that there's a little B's. You see there's a little like number next to the word Yisrael, and some people take it out. They don't take out. They don't. Hashem, well, it wasn't to Yisrael. It was to someone else. Who? Paro, right? Okay. Next. L'David Shamra Nafshi, and then there's a pasuk in Tehillim. The David Shomer Nafshi ki chassid ani, because I'm a chassid. What do you mean a chassid? What's a chassid? Right? What's a chassid? So Mesillas Yesharim says, you know what a chassid is? A chassid is somebody that doesn't do the bare minimum what Hashem wants. He says, let's say he says everybody in this room knows what their kids want. They don't even have to ask for it. Or your father. If you know what your father wants, he doesn't even have to ask you. You know what he wants. How do you know? Because you just do. Right. You know the rutzen of the people that you love without even having them to ask you for it. Right? His words are, the Mesillas Yesharim says, She'ilu yigala aviv es daito, if your father tells you what he wants, gilu ma'at, even a little bit, shehu chefetz b'davar min advar, that he wants something, elapam achas, he says it only one time, ubechati dibur, and he only half said it, you still know exactly what he wants. Right? You know what he wants. You know what your kids want. You don't have to say anything. They half say it. They hint. Right away you know. Someone who treats Hashem the same way, that's a chassid. Someone who treats Hashem, it's unbelievable. Vart. Right? Someone who treats Hashem the same way. Look, I get up in the morning and I daven. That's obvious. But I know what Hashem wants. He didn't even say anything. I still know what he wants. It's a whole nother madrega. That's what David says. I'm that. Right? I'm a chassid. Levi Rabbi Yitzchak Chadamar Kacham Delos Neikadosh Baruch Ribono Shel Olam Lo Chassid Ani. What am I a Chassid? Shekal Malchim Mizuchumai Riv Yishena Matshalosh Os. Every king sleeps late. What do they have to get up for? They could sleep late. They have nothing to do. Vani Bechatzos Halal Akam Lahodes Lucha. I'm already up at midnight. If Eidach Adam Adamar said Kacham Adav Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Ribono Shel Olam Lo Chassid Ani. I'm not a Chassid. Shekal Malchim Mizuchumai Riv Yoshvin Agudos Bichvodam. Every other king sits with a whole entourage. Right, with covered, vani, I'm busy with dam of women, to be a matara woman back to her husband. That's what I'm busy with. Now, they picked, David Melech picked, David Melech's not bragging, so he's picking things that are malchus things. Compared to a regular Jew, I'm nothing. Compared to the other goyim malachim, the other goyim, I'm already somebody. That's all he's saying. He's not bragging, look how great of a Jew I am. No, it's a little bit of a melech I am. Compared to other kings in the world, I'm much better than them. Not only that, everything I do, I learned from Mephibosheth, my Rebbe. And I said to Mephibosheth, Rebbe, yifeh danti, did I paskin right? Yifeh chiavti, did I make that guy be chayav the money right? Yifeh zachisi, did I let that guy go right? Was that right? Yifeh taharti, was I right to be matar? Yifeh tamesi, was I right to be Matame, velo boshti, and I wasn't embarrassed, right? It's a very long, very wordy thing. It's very wordy. The Ben Yehuda says he could have said everything I learned from my Rebbe, velo boshti. He says each one, tar, tame, chayiv, each one. So he says because Ben Yehuda says most people when the Talmud and he starts to go on his own, he's embarrassed to call his everybody. So listen, what happened? The woman came to me and she asked me about the chicken and I told her this, you told her that? That was a big mistake. So nobody wants to say that. So what they say is, what's the story if this happens? Is it chayiv or potter? Is it tameh or is it tar? Is it treif or is it kosher? They're not going to put themselves into the story because it's embarrassing. The last Rebbe, listen, what's the story with this and this? Oh, that in that case is defal halacha. Oh, thanks, now I know for the future. And he just told the woman that, right? The other halacha wasn't like that. I asked him, I called him up. Was I right to do this? Was I right to do that? Was I right to do this? It's a whole different way of talking. David HaMelech was genuinely not embarrassed. Amr Bishua Breder of Edi Mikra. Is there a pasuk that supports that? Yeah. It says, V'adabra be'edosecha neged malachim. Look at how I behaved neged the other malachim. V'lo evosh, I wasn't embarrassed. Tana, lo mefiboshes shmo. His name wasn't even really mefiboshes. El ishboshes shmo. His name was ishboshes. V'loma nikra shmo mefiboshes. Why was he called that? Shum vayesh pnei David ba'halacha. Because he embarrassed David. Lefikach, therefore, zacha David was zoche. V'yotzim menu kilav. He was zoche to have a son, Kilav. Kilav is one of the four people that never sinned. We don't know much about him, except that he was a son of David. We don't know anything about him. Enough, we don't know anything about him. Rabbi Yochanan, lo Kilav Shmo. It's not, his name wasn't really Kilav. Ela Daniel Shmo. His real name was Daniel. Falama Nikra Shmo Kilav. Why was he called Kilav? Shahayim Mechalim, Pnei Mifiboshes Bahalacha. Because he suffered the embarrassment from Mifiboshes, David did, in Halacha. V'yolav Amar Shlomo b'chachmaso. And this is what Shlomo said in his wisdom. B'ni, im chacham libcha, yisamach libi gam ani. Right? I'm going to be happy. V'amar chacham b'ni, v'samach libi v'ashiva chorfi davar. It leads to embarrassment. I'm happy about that, because at least I get the right halacha. Now, the David meet Karil and Afshi chassid, would David really do that? David's going to brag how what a chassid he is, even though we said he's only bragging regarding behavior of other goyish kings, would he still call himself a chassid? He said, Vaksiv, it says, Lule hemanti, if not for the fact that I trusted in Hashem, Luros betuv Hashem be'eretz achayim, right? I just have, in other words, what's he saying? V'tana mishmei derbiosi, loma nokud al lule, why are there dots on the word lule? Amar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David said, Ribono Shel Olam, muftach ani b'cha sha'ata mishalim sachar tov letzadikim la'asad lavo. I believe, I have emuna that the tzadikim get rewarded. I'm maimin in that. 100%. V'avol eni adem, yishri chelik b'nei memlav. But I don't, am I going to be there? Luli hemanti, like lo hemanti. I'm not so sure about myself. I'm not so sure. So it's a machlokas, exactly. In a Torah, there are dots over some words. So then what do you do with those dots? Depends if the dots have, this is more, if the dots are in row of the letters of the word or in just one or two letters. But what's dots in Tehillim? There's such a thing as writing Tehillim on cloth. I guess such a thing. Is that what it means? It must mean that. So no one, I don't think anyone has such a thing. Tehillim, you never lane Tehillim. We never lane it. So why would someone have a cloth of it? Okay. But anyway, there's dots on it. There's a Masorah about this dots on the word lule. So the machlok is where the dots are. Whatever it is, basically it's reducing the word lule. That's what it's doing. So I'm not so sure I really have faith. Maybe I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure I'm going to be deserving of Olam Haba. So how could David HaMelech say it? On the one hand, I'm a big chassid. On the other hand, I don't know if I'm going to get Olam Haba. The answer is, Shema Yigrom HaChet. Maybe Chet caused, yes, I was a chassid. I started off with a very good track record. And then I went sour. Right? Maybe my Chet took me away from it. Right? Kid Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. Rav Yaakov Bar Idi Rami. It says the same thing about Yaakov Avinu. Sivit says, "Vini od anochi imcha u'mishmarticha b'chol asher telech." Hashem promises Yaakov, "I'll be with you and I'll watch you wherever you go." Uksivit says, "V'yir Yaakov ma'od." Yaakov was afraid. Didn't Hashem promise him, "I'm going to take care of you"? What's he afraid for? Amar Shema Yibgam Achet. Maybe Chet caused me to lose that shmirah. Kidetanya Ya'ad Yavor Amcha Hashem, right? Ad Yavor Amzu Konisa. Ad Yavr Am Chashem Zubia Rishona. That's coming into Eretz Yisrael with Yoshua Ben Nun. Ad Yavr Am Zu Kanisa Zubia Shnia. That's the second time going in. Mikan Amru Chachamim Ruim Hayol Yisrael Lasos Lem Nisit Neis Bimei Ezra Kederach Shenase Neis Bimei Yeshua Ben Nun. The Bnei Yisrael would have deserved to have the same Nisim by Ezra. Any Nisim? No, not even Nisim. They would have deserved it. Hashem would have done the same thing for Ella, Yigrugam Achet. They didn't deserve it. Had they deserved it, by all means, they didn't deserve it. So that's what David Melech was saying. Yeah, at one point I was a big chassid. But who knows? I did sins. Did that take it away? I don't know. Am I going to get Olam Haba? I don't know. Okay. V'chachamim omrim ad chatzos. The chachamim said, you can only say Kriya Shema, the Mishnah said, until chatzos. After that, you can't. Now, by the way, the Shaka Sari says, even if it's after Chatzos, the third parsha you could say, the parsha of Tzitzis, which is really for the Zechel, it's Hisr Tzrayim, that you could say. That's not bound by B'Shafcha when you go to sleep or when you're sleeping. So if you forgot to say Shema, according to the Chachamim, after Chatzos, the third parasha you can still say. First two parashas, you have a problem. Okay. Now, the Chachamim, Kiman Svirle, who exactly do they hold like? Rabbi Gamliel said you could say it the whole night. And Rabbi Eliezer said until the end of the first watch. So, Ik Rabbi Eliezer Svirle, Lemru Rabbi Eliezer. She's like Rabbi Eliezer, right? And, so, even though in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel said, no, really, I hold the whole night, and really the Chachamim hold the whole night. Right? The Chacham hold the whole night. Why did the Chacham say Chatzos? To make sure you don't fall asleep. So what's the Gemara asking? What do the Chacham hold? Rabbi Gamliel said what they hold. Rabbi Gamliel said they hold the whole night, but they're machmer until Chatzos because they want to make sure people don't forget. Right? So what's the Gemara asking? So the answer is, who said they agree with that? Rabbi Gamliel is interpreting what they hold. Chacham, thank you very much. We'll interpret ourselves what we hold. We don't need you. Right? We'll interpret ourselves what we hold. So what do they hold? Ikrib Eliezer, Svirale, Lemru, Krib Eliezer. If they hold that, the end of the first watch, let them say that. Ikrib Gamliel, Svirale. If they hold Ikrib Gamliel, Lemru, Krib Gamliel. Let them say that. So the Gemara says, no, you know, Rabbi Gamliel had it right. Lolam, Krib Gamliel, Svirale. Really, they hold Ikrib Gamliel. That what? Really, the whole night. Why? Because the word Beshachbecha doesn't mean when you're going to sleep. It means when you're sleeping. So the whole night. Right? If that means when you're sleeping, then why doesn't Uv Kumecha mean when you're up and you could really say Shema the whole day? Why doesn't it mean that? So we'll answer that question in about a week when we get to the morning Shema. Right? Why isn't it parallel? The night means the whole night. The day means all after 3 hours it's over. Why? Because that's when the kings get up. What, here it means the whole, when you're up, not when you're going to sleep, but when you're sleeping. Why is there a different shear? So we'll get to that. Right, v'ha'ad de ka'amri ad chatzos. Why does it say ad chatzos? Until chatzos. Why does it say that? Kedei l'hachik adam min aveira. To keep you, make sure that you don't make an aveira and you'll forget why. Kizetanya, it's like a price of chacham asu siyag l'divreim. The chacham made a siyag. Right, they made a fence. Really, of the whole night. Let people say the whole night? What's going to happen? We know what's going to happen. Kedei shelo yehe adam ba'min asada. Guy comes home from work, be'erev in the field. All right, elech l'beisi, let me go home. Echo came out, eat a little bit. Eshte came out, drink a little bit. Ishan came out, take a little bit of a nap. V'yachagach, ekra, kriyashma. Then I'll go daven, say kriyashma, v'espalel, and then I'll go daven. First let me come home, and v'chotfot shena, and what's going to happen? He's going to fall asleep. V'nimte, yashin kol alayla, and we all know, he'll wake up the next thing you know, it's the morning, right? Aval, adam, ba'min asadeh. A person comes home, be'erev, at the evening, nechnas, l'beis ha'knesses. And he goes to shul. Imragalikros kore. If he's able to read psukim and learn chumash, good. Imragalishnos shana. If he can learn more than that, even better. The kore kriyashma, he says kriyashma. Umispalel. Then v'ochel pito umavarech. Then he's ochel his bread, and then he's mavarech. What's mavarech? He makes a bracha. Which bracha? Benching. He makes a bracha. Bracha pito, eats his bread, umuvarach and benches. So why doesn't it say he makes a bracha on the bread?
Right.
It only says he makes a bracha on benching. Why does it say it like that? Right? Right? So the answer is, because if you eat a small amount, right, if you eat a tight less than the shear, whatever that is, maybe you don't have to make a bracha. Even though it says you have to make a bracha on anything you eat, but let's say there's a shear and you don't have to make a bracha on the shear. The point is that we're talking about mailing a full suda. Don't, before you bench, before you daven, don't eat a full suda. Yeah, you're starving, you have to have a little bit of, okay, you can have a little bit something, but not a full suda. So they're only emphasizing the benching, after you daven, then you can bench. That's why it says it like that. Does that make sense? Ah, so, we'll get to that in 1 second. We'll get to that in 1 second.
So is this bit about reading Torah and Mishnah, is this why we say the Korbanos and Ketores before we daven?
That's Mincha. That's from Amayrov. No, the reason why we say those Korbanos is because in the Beis HaMikdash has such a thing as Talmud Shabbein Arbayim and Ketores of Bein Arbayim. That's why you say it, if you say it.
No, but I hear it saying that you should do some Torah and Mishnah before you...
Yeah, because you're good when you go home. You're going to fall asleep. So you have a chance now. You're still awake to learn now. That's all.
This is because I get early to shul.
Yeah.
We finish working some daytime.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first part of the verse said, I hope Kemba here. We're talking about Uncle Peter.
Right, exactly, exactly. Exactly. We'll get to that in a minute. In 5 minutes, we'll get to your question. Now, v'chala over divrei chachamim, and if anybody's over divrei chachamim, chayiv misa. The chayiv misa. That's a little harsh. Why chayiv misa? You're not chayiv misa for not putting on tefillah, but you're chayiv misa for not listening to them? That's a little harsh. What's pshat on that? So, one pshat is, why won't you listen to the chachamim? Why won't you? Because you're being mezalzel them. That's worthy of misa. That's one pshat. That the Rabbeinu Yonah says that, right? The Rabbeinu Yonah gives two pshatim. That's one pshat. Second pshat is, because if you don't listen to them, you're not going to be interested in anything they have to say. So when they give you a drasha about how you should do tshuva, you're not going to listen to that either. If you don't listen to that, where are you going to end up? Chai misa, right? Okay. Mai shna de bechol duchti dlokatoni chai misa. But we don't say that in other places. Umai shna hacha de tani chai misa. How come over here we say it, all of a sudden run to say that? Because you know what? When I fall asleep. You think people say that. There's a Gemara that says, Tfilas Ma'ariv is Rishus. So people think, it's Rishus. So if I want to daven Ma'ariv, if I don't want to, it's Rishus. It's like optional. It's not optional. Not only is it not optional, you have Misa. It's not optional. What did it mean, Rishus? Even then it didn't mean optional. It just meant, we'll get to that later, if you had something else to do, a different mitzvah that you couldn't do at any other time, all right, that's maybe that'll beat Ma'ariv. Optional? It's optional, not optional. No, use the word reshus. So to emphasize that it's not optional, yichayev misa. Okay. Amar Mar, we learned, kore kriyashma umispalo. You say kriyashma, and then you daven. Right? Mesayle l'Rabbi Yochanan. That fits according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ezehu ben Olam Haba. Who's in Olam Haba? Zasobich Geula Lutfila Shel Arvus. This is somebody who's Geula Lutfila of Ma'ariv. Right? Someone who's go right now. If you hold, now Rabbi Shu ben Levi Amar that Tfilos beEmtza Tiknum. Rabbi Shu ben Levi says that Tfilos are in the middle. The bookends of your day are Shema in the morning." And we said this in the beginning of the first day, and then Shema at night. And you say, in the morning you say Shema, Shemona Esrei, that's what we all do. At night he had Apian backwards. He first would daven Shemona Esrei, and then would say Shema. So according to, and then the end of the bookends of your day is Shema. So according to him, there's no Gul or Tefillah. Right? Because you say Gaul Yisrael after Shema, and then daven, and then you say Shemona Esrei. So he did it backwards. He said Shema afterwards, so we don't hold like that. Now, what does it mean, Gula Tefillah? At Ma'ariv. So Rashi says, it's a long Rashi here, Zasomech Gula Tefillah. Now, V'kol Shkein Shachris. For sure, Shachris. Right? For sure, Shachris. The Iker Gula Mitzrayim B'Shachris Haya. Because the Iker Gula of Mitzrayim was in the morning. They left in the day. At the night before, Makas Bechoros, already, they were said they could leave. Paro said, get out. And Moshe said, not so fast. We're having a Seder. We'll leave in the morning when we're good and ready. So the real Geula was in the morning, right? Kedeksiv, Mimachras HaPesach, Yotze B'nai Yisrael. They left in the morning. With Smichas Geula Tefillah, this idea of Geula, and from saying, mentioning Geula, and then going right into davening, right into Shemona Esrei, Ramza David, David Melech already hinted to that in Tehillim, where it says, Deksiv, Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, Hashem is my rock, my savior, my Geula. That's in Tehillim Yotef. V'samachle, and right next to that, it's Yancha Hashem v'yom Tzara. Right, I cry out to you on a day of Tzara. Meaning, v'omrinam b'brachas Yerushalmi, mi she'eno somech g'ul l'tfila, if someone doesn't do g'ul l'tfila, lamahu don't, what's he like? He's like, l'ova shal melech, it's like the king's good friend, sheba v'dofik al pitzcho shal melech, he knocks on the king's door, I need your help, you're my old friend, I need your help, king. King says, no problem, I'll be right there, wait by the door. Yata Melech, the king comes to the door, Umatza Shehiflik, he sees the guy's not there. I told him to come see me, he needs help. I'm not there. It's Afu Hiflik. So the king goes back to his throne room. Ella Yiya Adam Mikarv LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elav, Umaretzehu, right? What you do is you call to Hashem, you appease him, B'Shishbachos, right? You, with praise, V'Kolfin Shal Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you praise him about Yitzias Mitzrayim, how what a great time that was in history. Now, for whom is Mitzkarv Elav? You have a closeness, you have a connection. U'Ba'odar Karv Elav, Yeshul Dvot Tzorachim. Now you can ask for what you need. That's the whole concept of Gula Tefillah. First, you're like Bar Rav Hashem, how great all that was. And now, okay, now that I have your attention, Hashem, I need Rifa'enu, and I need Parnasa, and I need all the things I need. Bring the Gula, bring Mashiach, all the things I need. Right? And Tchonim Das, everything I need. So Gula Tefillah. So it says to Gemara that who's a Ben Olam Haba? Someone who does that. Right? Someone who does that is Gula Tefillah. Now that can't be Rabbi Shimon Levi, who says that Shema said at the end of the day. So you say Shmon Esrei, what's with Brachas of Kriya Shema? So now this idea of Geula L'Tfila at night, right? In the morning, what the Gemara is going to say, there's no break in between. We say Brachat Hashem Gol Yisrael. Many people don't even answer Amen. Why? Because you can't speak between Geula L'Tfila. Right? That Amen is a big kasha, right? So we say, try to say it together. Some shuls, they say quietly, the Gaul Yisrael. What's the reason for all that? So you shouldn't be Gaula, there shouldn't be a break between the Gaul and Tzvila. What about Ma'ariv? Besides Hashkivenu, the Gemara says, what about Hashkivenu, which is a break? So the Gemara is going to say, no, it's part of the Takana of Shema. Since the rabbi said to say it, the rabbi's made up to say it, so it's part of the Gaula. Tosfos raises, what about the bracha of Baruch Hashem La'olam, which is also there? Many times we say that. Maybe nobody ever wants to say that, but we say it, right? So what about that? Tosfos gives the same answer. And the Chacham said to say it. If the Chacham said to say it, you should say it. So it's not part of it. It's part of it. It's added later. It was added so that people that daven in the field shouldn't have to be left alone. We all know that, right? What? It's also part of it, right? But you see already that the Ma'ariv is not as machmir as the day. Which is why, by Ma'ariv, people will yell out, Yalla v'yavo, and by day, nobody ever will. Why? Because by Ma'ariv, the Ge'ul Tefillah is not as severe. By day, no one says a word. Not even Amen people don't say. By night, not so. It's not so severe, it's not so machmir. People will yell out, Al-Anis, they'll yell out whatever they, you know, remind you. By Ma'ariv, they'll do it. By Shachris and Lev, they'll do it. Right? They'll bang. They'll never say anything. Why? Because of this Gemara. And Tosva says, Right. That's what Tosfos says over here, and this Tosfos is fine. Very good. Now, B'mai Kamiflagi, what are they arguing about over here? Rabbi Yochanan said, if you say, Gula Tefila, you're Ben Olam Haba. You're Ben Olam Haba? Why are you Ben Olam Haba? So someone who says Gula Tefila is such a Ben Olam Haba? What does that mean? That's the Yed Olam Haba for that. So to a few pshatim, Shidim Kabetzah says, and it doesn't mean if someone says Gula Tefillah is a Ben Olam Haba, that's not what it means. What it means is if someone conducts himself and he even says Gula Tefillah, he does everything the Chachamim said, every little detail he's Makayim, even this detail, that's a Ben Olam Haba. Doesn't mean you do only this, it means you do even this. Okay? That's one pshat. The other pshat is, well, no, you know what it is? If you say Gula Tefillah the right way, then Mistam Hashem's going to listen to your tefillahs. And one of the things you daven for is Hashem should forgive you for all your sins. And Hashem's going to give you that. He's going to forgive you. Hashivenu, Avinu, right? Flachlanu. And then you're Ben Olam Haba because you don't have any sins. That's what it means. You hear that? Anyway, now B'mai Kamiflagi, what exactly are they arguing about? Ibai say Makra, Ibai say Mesvara. It could be a Pasuk, it's a Svara. Even in the morning there was a geula. What was the geula in the morning? On Yetzias Yisrael morning, Paro already said, get out. What's the geula in the morning? Ella geula ma'al yisrael lahavi ella b'tafra. Right? What was the geula at night? What was it at night? We didn't leave till the morning. Sorry. What was the geula at night? That's what's a big geula. In the morning was the big geula. We finally left. So the real geula was in the morning. At night it started already. So for that reason alone, you can say Gula Tefillah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Sefer, no. Kivin Dulahavi El Mitzafra, since we left in the morning, Lahavi Gula Ma'al Yisa. There's no Gula at all. Right? Right?
Why?
What?
Why is there no gula for the tibbetz?
At night. We didn't leave. What kind of gula is that? We didn't leave. So Paro said, now you can leave, but we didn't leave. So the gula is in the morning. That's what Rishuv and Levi hold. Therefore, there's no gula tefillah by Ma'ariv.
Don't you chase them out at that point?
What? No. Paro said, get out. And Moshe said, not so fast. We're not leaving so fast. We're having a Seder now. We'll leave in the morning when we're good and ready. That's what happened. Right? So even if that's true, why would Rabbi Shub and Levi not want to say the Shema? Why are you not doing it anyway? So it's good. So why not say Gula Tefillah at night? What is Rabbi Shub and Levi doing? The answer is he would rather say Shema as close to the when you go to sleep as possible to be Mekayim B'Shach B'cha. That's what I didn't say this. That's what the Chodesh Aviv says. So some safer that Rishu and Levi will say, don't say Shimon Esrei first. Say Shimon Esrei first. Don't do Gula Tefillah. Even though, why not? Because I'd rather you say B'Shach B'cha when as close to when you go to sleep to be Mekayim B'Shach B'cha as the best way possible. Therefore, say it at the end of the day. Says the mitzvah eighth and Chaim, you're davening a derabanan mitzvah before you do a Doraisa mitzvah. You're davening Ma'ariv before you say Shema. That's a funny thing. So what does Rabbi Shimon Levi hold? That's okay. Why? Because the reason to say Shema second, so you get B'Shach B'cha closer to when you go to sleep, that beats saying a mitzvah Doraisa before a mitzvah derabanan. Which is fascinating. Right? It's fascinating. Okay? Good. Now, if anybody say makra, u'shnei mikra echad darsha, or you could say it's a pasuk. What does it say? It says the tziv, b'shach b'cha uv kumecha. When you get up, or when you go to sleep, when you get up. Rechon and tzavar, makish shchiva l'kima. They're both the same. Ma kima, kriyashma v'achach tefila. So it's like in the morning, it's kriyashma, and then davening. So too, af shchiva, nami kriyashma v'achach tefila. So too at night, it's shema, and then shmon esrei. The Rishuv and Levi tzavar, no. It's makish shchiva l'kima. He makes the gzerish of the hekish the opposite way. Ma kima kriyashma samach l'mitah. So it's like in the morning, kriyashma is close to your bed because you say kriyashma before first. So it's closer to when you woke up. Then you daven. Av shchiva nami. So to in the evening, kriyashma samach l'mitah. So kriyashma is closer to when you go to sleep. Fine. Now masiv mar b'rei de Ravina. One second. It says mevarech shtayim lefaneha v'shayim lachareha. We have brachas before and after. So v'i amrit boilus moch ha'loka samach gula tefillah. The boiler hashkivenu. So there's no gula tefillah. The first bracha we say after Shema is Gol Yisrael. The second bracha is hashkivenu. So anyway, we're not saying gula tefillah. The hashkivenu is stuck in the middle. So Gemara says no. Kivon the amri, kivon the tikna rabban hashkivenu. Since the rabbi said to say it, kigula arich the damya. It's like a one long gula. And that'll answer why we say on Friday nights Vishamru. And on Yom Tov night we say Veidaber. And on Rosh Hashanah night, and on Yom Kippur night. All those things are all extra words, making the delay between Geula and Tefillah longer. But so what? It's all Geula Tefillah because the rabbi said to say it. Dilotei Mahachi, because you don't say that answer, Shachris Hechi Matzi Samach. You don't have a Shachris either. Why not? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Betchila Amar Hashem Sifasai Tiftach. In the beginning of davening, you say Hashem Sifasai Tiftach. Now that's not really part of Shon Esrei; it's an added sentence, right? And now the Gemara throws in for no reason, just to finish up the Brisa. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Ula Basaf, and at the end of Shon Esrei, Hu Omer you say Yilurotzen Imrei Fi. Another pasuk, and the Mishnah Berurah says that this pasuk has a great many secrets in it. This is Mishnah Berurah talking. This is a Litvak talking. The Mishnah Berurah says has many secrets. In Yiyul Ratzon, you know why there's many secrets? Because there are 10 yuds in the pasuk of Yiyul Ratzon, and it has 10 words and 10 letters with the letter yud, and it has sodos. And he says there's a toelas for kama inyonim, and you should say it with a lot of kavana. Maybe that's why the Gemara put it in there. We should say that to remind ourselves such a thing as this pasuk. That's a special pasuk. And what do you see from over here? That the pasuk of Hashem Sifrei Tiftach was added later, and that breaks the Gula Tefillah. So what's the answer to that question? The answer is no. Since the rabbi said to say it, it's good to say it, right? Ella, chasam, kivah the tikna rabbanu lemeimar, Hashem sifrei tiftach, tefillah richta dami. It's one long part of davening. Not doing anything wrong by saying that. Hachanami, kiven the tikkun rabbanon lebeim hashkivenu. Since we say hashkivenu, kigula arichta damya, it's like one long tefillah. Good? Very good. Amar, next. Amar Rebbe Lazar, Amar Rebbe Avina. Kol ha'omer tehillah l'David b'chol yom, shalosh ba'amim. If someone says ashrei three times a day, muftuch lo shenu ben olam haba. He's guaranteed to be ben olam haba. Right? Rashi says, keneged shalosh tefillos. It's keneged the three tefillos. So right away the Rosh says, we don't say Ashrei, we don't do that. We say twice by Shacharit and once by Mincha. Why not? So the answer is, because Tefillas Ma'ariv is a Rishus. This is what the Rosh says. Tefillas Ma'ariv is a Rishus. That doesn't mean it's optional. What it means is, it will lose to another mitzvah. So not everyone's always going to say it by Ma'ariv, because not everyone always says Ma'ariv. Someone's got to go to the hospital, so maybe they can get out of Ma'ariv. Right? So therefore, they have a mitzvah to do. They have something else to do that'll beat Ma'ariv. We don't like this Bezbanas anyway. It's not what it means, optional anyway. But today, it's not even like that, because we were mekabelah to say no matter what. So even if you have to run to the hospital for some reason, you still have to daven ma'ariv. But back then, not. So it was mesakin. We'll say it twice by shacharis and once by mincha. So Rashi said shalosh tefillos. It's not really true, right? So people were afraid. People ma'ariv, not everyone says. So we're not going to say it by ma'ariv. Okay, my taima. Why is that true? Why is it ben olam haba? Is it because it has in it every letter of the Aleph Beis? So therefore what? So what? What's the godless of the Aleph Beis? So the Rebbeinu Nachman Eibshitz says, because you're praising Hashem with every utterance of your mouth, because the Aleph Beis contains all letters, and that's all, right? So you say every letter of the Aleph Beis, you're like praising Hashem from every single angle. Right? I heard another shot once, because there's a Gemara that somebody wanted to add his own tefillos to Shemoneh Esrei. We say Hakel Hagadol Adibar Vanora. This guy wanted to keep on going, and he started saying Adir and this and this and this, and the other one said no, keep on going. How many words can I make up? Exactly, it's endless. How much you can praise Hashem is endless. So don't just do what the rabbi said to say. Don't make up your own tefillah. Once you make up your own tefillah, you can't stop. So you know why you stop? Because the Aleph is finished. So I'm only praising Hashem on the Aleph Beis. I would go on, but the Aleph Beis stopped. So that's it. I'm done. Is that the reason? Because of Aleph Beis? That's why you're Ben Olam Haba. You say Ashrei three times. Nema Ashrei Timimei Derech. This is Tamanye Apin. So say Tilim Kuf Yotes, which has the Aleph Beis eight times. If you're so busy with Aleph Beis, has the Aleph Beis eight times. Say that one. That'd be a long Suki the Zimra. Say that. Eli Bishop the Ispei Pateach Es Yedecha. Has the pasuk of Pasech Es Yedecha that we have a Muna that Hashem gives us a parnasa. If that's the case, name a Hal HaGadol. Say Hal HaGadol, which we say on Shabbos morning. Behold, Hashem Kitov. The Isbei Noshin Lechem Mechal Basar. Right? El. The answer is Mishum the Isbei Tarti. It has both. It has Aleph Beis and Pasech Es Yedecha. It has both. Right? What? We'll get to the Nun in a second. So since it has both. Yeah, very good. Now, why are you Ben Olam Haba if you say Ashrei three times a day? That's all you have to do? You say Ashrei three times a day, you're Ben Olam Haba? Such a small thing, you'd think. What? How does that give you Olam Haba so easy? Such a shortcut. You're muftach to be Ben Olam Haba. Right, what's the pshat? So the Bnei Yeshua says, if you would read what Ashrei says, you live Ashrei, you'll be Ben Olam Haba. If you read what it says. Not just, we say Ashrei, everyone says Ashrei like we make a joke, like I daven Ashrei, right? I do everything like I daven Ashrei. Why? Because no one thinks what they're saying. When it comes to the pasuk, when it comes to parnasa, then everyone all of a sudden has kavana. That one pasuk. What about the rest of it? Right? So the rest of it, you say, if you listen to what Ashrei says, all the words of Ashrei, you'll be a Ben Olam Haba. You'll be a Ben Olam Haba if you live Ashrei. You live Ashrei. The Avu Dram says, that's not what it means. What it means is, if you're 50-50, Ashrei will tip the scales. This guy's 50-50, but he says Ashrei every day, he's a Ben Olam Haba. He'll tip the scales. Why is that tip the scales? Maybe because of these ideas. Because you're praising Hashem with Aleph Beis, and you have Emuna, but everything in your life comes from Hashem. That'll tip the scales. That's what he says. Ben Yoyada says, what it means is that Ashrei gives you a Shmira that you won't sin and lose your Olam Haba. So if you say it, you're a Ben Olam Haba. because it has a special shmira. Okay. Amar b'yochanan. But the malo nemar nun ba'ashrei. How come there's no nun in ashrei? Anyone ever noticed that? There's no nun in ashrei? What?
Riddle.
Right. The answer is, then they sheyesh v'mapalos and shal shoni Yisrael. Because it talks about the destruction of, not the enemies of Israel, this is a euphemism, but if Israel. Why? The chsiv, like it says, nafal otasef kum b'sulos Yisrael. They fell, they no getting up. So that's a terrible thing to say. We don't want to even mention that. So we took out the nun from ashrei. You couldn't find another pasuk with a nun that's not so terrible? That's a good question. I don't have an answer to that question. In Eretz Yisrael, they learned this pasuk in a different way. Nafla v'lo tasif limpal od, when he's so fallen that you can't get up anymore, kum b'su'os Yisrael. That'll be when Mashiach will come. That'll be when there'll be a kuma, when we've fallen so low. So if that's the case, why don't we want to say that pasuk? That's not a bad pasuk. That's not a bad pasuk at all, right? So the answer is, but it's still bad that we're going to be so low. The ATO state says it doesn't fit with the rest of Ashrei. But yeah, it's not so terrible now. There'll be such a nefila that Hashem has to bring Mashiach. That doesn't really belong in Ashrei, where everything else is praising Hashem with Emunah. And by the way, there'll be such a nefila for Klal Yisrael that there'll be, yeah, it's a good thing. But it's a bad thing that leads to a good thing. We don't want to mention that in Ashrei.
One pasuk do people whose names begin with an un, like Nassan and
Natan? You have to go look in that sefer, and they'll tell you. That most of those psukim are not bad psukim. There's no downfall psukim
in those.
Even though that's true, David HaMelech anyway headed off at the pass this nefila idea. The chsiv, because it says Somech Hashem l'chol noflim, Hashem raises all the fallen. So even if it's not said, it's in the back of someone's head every time you read Ashrei. And I'm not mentioning nun because it has nefila. Oh, but don't worry, Somech Hashem l'chol, Hashem supports everyone who falls. Amar Belazar Bar Bevina, Gadol Masha Amar Shenemar B'Michal, Yosef Masha Shenemar B'Gavriel. What it said by Michal was greater than what it said by Gavriel. Why? Deal B'Michal Ksiv Vayov Eli Echa Ben Asrafim. Because it says by Gavriel by Michal, he came to me in one step. Took one step, he was by me. V'ilu Gabi Gavriel Ksiv Ish Gavriel Ashari Izi Because of Betchila Meuf B'Yav. Took him two steps. He had to fly and then fly again, like a double lush and a flying. Took him two steps to get to me. What's pshat in that? Because Michael is rachamim, Gavriel is din, rachamim comes right away. Din, we push it off a little bit, right? My mashma the high echad Michael. How do you know this is talking about Michael? Because I'm Rabbi Yochanan Isya echad echad. It's a gzeir shav. Ksiv acha v'yof elay echad min asrafim. Uksiv hasam. It says, "Vayihi Michal Echad Ben Asar Marishonim Baal Azreini." Right? Michal came to save me. Tana, we learned Michal Ba'achas. Michal is Racham. That comes right away. Gavriel Shtayim Eliyahu Ba'arba. Maybe that's the Geula. That's not so. That doesn't happen so fast. Umalachamavis B'Shmona. Malachamavis is the furthest away. UBe'Eish Hamagifa UBeShas Hamagifa. And when there's a Magifa, that's Ba'achas. The Malachamavis comes right away. Okay, we don't want to end on a bad note. So just with one more sentence, Amar Bishur ben Levi, Afal Pi Shekar Adam Kriyas Beis HaKnesses. Even though you daven Ma'ariv in Shul and you say Shema in Shul, Mitzvah Lekroso Al Mitaso. There's a mitzvah to say it again when you go to sleep. And we'll stop here. And tomorrow we'll get into the whole mitzvah of Kriyas Shema Al Amita. And more Agadah to tomorrow. It's a lot of Agadah until like Sunday, Monday. We'll pick up then. Everyone have a good day, and everyone have an easy fast.
All right.